Carai aŭskultantoj, mi estas tre kontenta ke mi havis ĉi tiun okazon paroli pri Esperanto, ĉar Esperanto...
It may not seem like the cure for the world's ills, but for many years Esperanto was seen as a way of preventing conflict and bringing the people of the world together. It still is for enthusiasts like Claude Piron.
It's the language of nobody, so it's the language of everybody. And Esperanto has its own spirit and it's, I think, the desire to communicate as equals.
Piron, a former United Nations translator, has been speaking Esperanto since he was a child. He's written several novels and short stories in and many articles about his beloved language. He's amazed that it's not more popular.
I've always been amazed at the incredible masochism of human beings in respect to language. There is this extraordinary method of communicating on an equal footing and respecting all cultures. And it's so cost-effective. After 6 months of Esperanto, I was more fluent than after 6 years of English.
Proponents say that Esperanto is a logical, predictable language. There are no irregular verbs, no genders. Its syntax is fluid. It was designed to be a universal second language that was easy to learn. Yet there are only 2 million speakers worldwide. That, Claude Piron says, is because so many misconceptions surround it.
They think it's not a language, not a proper language. They think that you can't say everything in Esperanto that you can say in your mother tongue. It's the opposite. You can say more things. They think it cannot have a literary flavor. It has. It's a very poetic language. I think that the chief prejudice is not about Esperanto, it's about English. People think it's stupid to invest energy in learning a language that is hardly spoken where there is English. It's English which is the international language. And this is not true.
Outside the major business and tourist centres, English is not widely spoken. For many people, it also has historical and cultural connotations. It's the language of arrogance, of British colonial power, of American cultural imperialism. In contrast, Esperanto was created so that everyone could communicate as equals. It was developed by Louis Lazar Zamenhof as a direct response to the tensions in his hometown of Bialystok.
He was extremely traumatized by conflicts in his native town where Poles, Russians, Jews and Germans were fighting all the time. And he thought that if there is not a neutral language in which those people can meet without one being inferior to the other, the problem will never be solved.
Zamenhof briefly lived in Geneva. He didn't stay, but Esperanto took root here. The first international Esperantist organization was established in Geneva. It was more than just a linguistic movement. Its fundamental ideals were virtually the same as that other Geneva-based humanitarian movement, the Red Cross. Claude Piron again.
This association collaborated a lot with the Red Cross, for instance, to reunite families that had been scattered by the war. There is a background, an idea of solidarity, the idea that conflicts may be solved better by non-violent means. When you use Esperanto, you respect your partner. So there was something common with the Red Cross.
The early part of the 20th century was a golden period for Esperanto, and Geneva was its focal point. The Red Cross encouraged its members to learn the language. The League of Nations almost adopted it as the official language of international relations. But both Hitler and Stalin persecuted Esperantists, and the movement was pushed into a steady decline. But Esperanto didn't die. Now, according to Claude Piron, cyberspace is giving the language a new lease of life.
Internet seems to have been devised for Esperanto speakers because one of the main problems of the Esperanto population was that they were extremely scattered all over the world. It's annoying to have an international language but never to use it with foreign people. So the internet changes this because you can have discussions as you would have in any bar with people from all over the world.
A quick search proves that Esperanto websites and chat rooms are blossoming on the internet. That's encouraging for those people who know and value what the language stands for. Just like Zamenhof in 19th century Bialystok, we're surrounded by misunderstanding and conflict. Claude Piron is not alone in believing that that could be a thing of the past if we all spoke the same language.
Personezoi che vi eble desiros, se ne lerni gin, almenau shangi vian sintenon prigi.